Maine got the waiver from the employment requirement in federal law because of the state's high unemployment rates during the recession. Many other states that also got the waiver are seeking an extension. But Governor LePage used his weekly radio address to announce that he will not.
DHHS will abide by federal law that requires most able-bodied recipients work, provide volunteer services, or be involved in a specialized work training program in order to receive food stamps.
The federal law exempts the disabled, those who are pregnant, and those with children from the work requirement. But Ann Wolfson, an analyst at Maine Equal Justice Partners, a low-income advocacy group, says the loss of benefits under the change is extreme, given that Maine is still recovering from the recession and jobs are not plentiful.
Just making people go through the motions for a political soundbite seems ridiculous, especially when it's clear that Maine is still, our unemployment rate is 20% above pre-recession rates. So he's setting up this false expectation that people are going to be able to go out and find those jobs.
But Human Services Commissioner Mary Mayhew says that while the state's economy is still recovering, there has been an improvement in the job market, and more Mainers are working.
Our unemployment rate has dropped. So we are looking at expanding a food stamp education and training program to provide more resources through the career centers in particular to support individuals in identifying the training programs that they may need to be successful.
Mayhew says DHHS has been working with the Department of Labor and the Education Department to steer not just food stamp recipients, but those receiving other welfare benefits to the programs that both agencies offer. But Wolfson is not convinced that the training and education programs in place will be enough, as evidenced by a spotty track record.
They are very limited in nature and very short term. So while someone may participate in one of these training programs and opportunities, there's very little evidence out there that shows that everyone who participates in them easily find a good paying job.
But Commissioner Mayhew says while the training programs may need to be expanded and better focused on jobs that are truly in demand, they have been successful.
We have wonderful stories and testimonials of individuals recently who've come through our doors, who've benefited from the vocational assessment, who've benefited from the job coaching, and who have moved into employment.
DHHS estimates 12,000 individuals may lose benefits, but advocates say it's more like 25,000 households. They also disagree on economic impact. The department is estimating $15 million in overall reductions a year, while advocates say it's closer to $70 million. And there are others, including veterans and students, who may be affected by the change. But the concerns being raised won't really be answered until DHHS adopts rules for implementation. Commissioner Mayhew says those rules are being developed and that a public hearing will be scheduled before they're adopted. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.